chariot warfare as a concept is not something that I feel is very unfamiliar to many people. And I think it's because we see it so much in movies and we read about it in books. And it does appear in history. We read about it in historical accounts of battles. So to us, the idea of chariots being used in battle is a very comfortable and very normal idea. And it certainly appears in the Iliad very prominently. Almost all the kings and all the heroes have chariots, and they use them a lot. But if you really look at the way that they're using them, it's not very effective and it's not very practical. So as an example, you can think about how they get on the chariots and they drive to this scene of battle and they get off and they throw their spear and they kill someone, or they get killed. But then if they survive, they get back on and they drive away somewhere else. And it's this very kind of secondary purpose to the chariot. It's not used for the combat. It's used to get to the combat. And that's very prominent in the Iliad. And the sense that we get is that Homer doesn't really understand the way chariots are supposed to be used. Otherwise, he would have the chiefs and the heroes fighting from the chariots. So we then have to wonder, what does Homer know? And if he knows something, where is he getting it from? Is his knowledge of chariot warfare passed down through some kind of oral tradition from 400 years in the past, from the Mycenaean period to the 8th century? Or is it the product of some kind of reestablished contact that was currently occurring in Greece with the Near East, where chariots are very prominent and used almost all the time? So to answer this question, we have to look at the archaeology. We have to look at the archaeological record and see, where are chariots being used, how are they being used, and what is Homer getting from either the Near East or from the 12th century? So let's begin by looking at the Egyptians and the Hittites, who are perhaps the most famous for their use of chariots. So what we know about them comes mostly from the reliefs at Abu Simbel, which is in Egypt. It's a temple, and it has reliefs there. And it depicts the Battle of Kadesh, which was fought in 1288 BC between the Egyptians and the Hittites. So in this relief, it's recorded that the pharaoh captured 924 enemy chariots and 2,200 horses. So this is chariot warfare on a scale which is never seen in Homer, or anywhere else in Greece for that matter. And looking a little bit closer to home, to Greece, we have Hittite records and documents which, based on a possible interpretation of the text, seem to indicate that elite Mycenaeans might have gone to the Hittite kingdom, to the capital, to Hattusa, and to actually train with the Hittites in the art of chariotry. And it's really not unreasonable to think that the Mycenaeans learned a great deal from the Hittites. And then finally, at Mycenae itself, we get stelae from the Grave Circle A, dating to approximately 1600 BC, where we see a man in a chariot chasing another man who's on foot, and the man in the chariot has a spear. So the chariot is definitely established at Mycenae, and it's definitely a part of Mycenaean warfare. But that's really all the evidence that we have. We don't have the actual chariots, and we only have these depictions on pottery and jewelry. But what about the chariot during Homer's time, during the 8th century? Now, during the 400 years between the fall of the Mycenaeans and the kind of rebirth of Greece during what many people call the Dark Ages, there's no direct archaeological evidence of chariots. But as the geometric period begins to start near the beginning of the 9th, 8th century, we begin to see the chariot in artwork, on pottery, on ceramics. You start to see the chariot depicted, but it's depicted in a ceremonial manner. You see it in funerary processions, you see it transporting bodies, you see it not in a warfare context. And when you do, it's not the kind of warfare that we're familiar with from the Battle of Kadesh. It's a very kind of artificial context that's more familiar with Homer, where you have the chariot transporting the warrior to and from the battle. But this is also very rare. So what we get the sense of is that the chariot is kind of put aside and it's not used for warfare. And if it's used at all, it's used for a very ceremonial role. Homer's knowledge of chariot tactics based on contemporary usage would thus be really simple, and it really would explain why the chariot is used so ineffectively in the Iliad. But there is one passage in the Iliad where we get the sense that Homer does actually understand how chariots are supposed to be used, and he is aware of how they were used in the past. And it's interesting to look at this passage because it's very different from the rest of the Iliad in how it depicts chariots and how they're supposed to be used. Now, this passage is in Book 4 of the Iliad. It begins on line 297. And by way of background, what's happening at this point is all the Achaean commanders, all the Mycenaean commanders, are preparing their troops. And Agamemnon is going down the line, and he's going to each commander, and he's giving them either criticism or he's extolling their great virtue and value. So he gets to Nestor's point of the line, and we get a little brief snapshot of Nestor and his commanders preparing their Pelian troops. Now, what's interesting is that he separates the troops into different groups. He has infantry and he has chariots. This is also the only place in the Iliad where we get the sense that there are non-elites, non-heroes, non-chieftains who are using chariots. This isn't Achilles, this isn't Odysseus, this isn't Menelaus on a chariot. This is a regular, apparently Pelian soldier who is on this chariot. So again, here is another consistently historical description of how chariot warfare would have been. And so now that he has his chariots divided up from his infantry, he gives orders specifically to his charioteers. And he gives them orders that are very inconsistent with the style of warfare that we see in the rest of the Iliad. He tells them specifically not to get off their chariot. He tells them to stay on the chariot, to use their spear, and to fight from the chariot. And this is very interesting because nowhere else in the Iliad does anybody follow this advice, which is on all grounds very good advice. And he concludes by kind of qualifying what he just said by giving evidence of why this is so good. He says that in his day, this is how great warriors used to capture cities and destroy armies. And he said that this strategy specifically was what allowed them to do so. So we do get the sense that Homer is aware of chariot warfare. And I would advocate that this is Mycenaean knowledge being passed down to Homer and not reestablished contact with the Near East. And the reason that I say this is because Nestor mentions using a spear, something that Mycenaeans and Hittites would have used. The Egyptians did not use spears from their chariots. They used bows and arrows. So I think it's really amazing to see this link to the past actually preserved in the work of Homer in the Iliad. And it's very subtle in its use, but I think it's very powerful in that it really shows that Homer is part of this oral tradition, which is being passed down from the Mycenaean period all the way to the 8th century. First he arrayed the drivers with their horses and chariots, and behind them he positioned many of the best infantry to be a resilient wall in the midst of combat. But in between he deployed the poor and cowardly soldiers, so that none would think to desert the field of battle. He first gave orders to the charioteers, commanding them to hold their horses in check, and not to drive recklessly into the fray. "Do not become overconfident in your skill or bravery," he said, "or desire to charge ahead to fight the Trojans alone. And do not retreat, for it will weaken the assault. And any man who may come upon an enemy chariot, let him thrust his spear from his own chariot, as this is best. It was in this way that men used to sack cities and forts, keeping this strategy in their minds and hearts." Hippeas men prota sun hippoisin kai ochesvi, pesus dext opithas stasin, poleas tekai estlus, hercos emen polemoioi. Cacus de es meson elasen, ofra kai uc ethelon tis anankeae polemisoi. Hippeosen men prot epiteleto. Tus gara noges fus hippus echemen mede cloneestai omilo. Mede tis hipposune te kai honorea fe pepoitos, oios prost alon memato troesi mehestai. Med anochoreto, ala pad noteroi gar eseste. Hos decaner apo hon ocheon heter harmathiketai, enge orexasto, epi e polu ferteron huto. Hode kai oi proteroi, poleas kai teke, e portheon, tonde noon kai thumon, eni statesen echontes.